Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, this month of February, and we've talked about it a few times already, is known as American Heart Month, and every February 22nd is Heart Valve Disease Awareness Day. This day is dedicated to increasing recognition of the specific risk factors and symptoms of heart valve disease. So we want to do that right now with Vice President of Health Education and Advocacy at the Alliance for Aging Research, Lindsay Clark. Lindsay, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Why is it so important to talk about heart valve disease?
Well, it's really important because a lot of people don't know about heart valve disease. A lot of people, when they think of heart disease, they think of heart attacks or they think of congestive heart failure, but there's really little public awareness of heart valve disease. In fact, we found in research that 3 out of 4 people know little to nothing about it. Valve disease can usually be successfully treated in patients of all ages, but early detection is important to those outcomes. So we need to be thinking about risk factors and symptoms and raising awareness.
So let's talk about that a little bit right now. What are some of the early detection signs, things that people should be looking for themselves and that their doctors ought to be talking to them about as well?
Well, they should be thinking about their if they're experiencing any symptoms. So what happens with heart valve disease is damage to the valves reduce blood flow, which reduces oxygen to the body. And that can lead to symptoms like shortness of breath, dizziness, tightness or discomfort in the chest, being exceptionally tired. Unfortunately, some of those symptoms may be dismissed as sort of normal signs of aging. If it's harder to get up the stairs or you are a little more winded when you're taking a walk, people might think, oh, I'm just getting older. So we really need to pay attention to those symptoms. It's also important to know that not everyone with valve disease will have symptoms. In that case, it's really important that they're getting regular heart checks because their doctor can hear a heart murmur and a regular heart sound when they're listening to them with a stethoscope. So it can be detected that way as well. So people need to be to really understand the signs.
What are the next steps, whether symptomatic or not? You know, the doctor detects that murmur. The doctor is suspicious of possible heart valve disease. What are the next steps that are taken then?
Well, they may conduct other tests. They may do an echocardiogram to take, you know, see the heart. They'll likely refer to a cardiologist, and everyone should see a cardiologist who has valve disease. And then they'll talk about treatment. Some types are not serious, and they can just be monitored. Other types are more serious and can have complications, including death, and they may need to do treatment in those cases. Luckily, most types of valve disease can be successfully treated with a valve repair or replacement in patients of all ages.
We are finding during, you know, this coronavirus situation that we've been in for, you know, going on a year now, that people that have specific conditions are hit harder by COVID-19. Does that go for people with heart valve disease as well?
We do know that cardiovascular disease can be a risk factor for more serious complications with COVID. That's true. We also know that, you know, people are deferring their care and their treatment during COVID, you know, kind of across the board. So it's really important that people who have been diagnosed with valve disease know they have it, that they should be in touch with their doctor. It might be okay that they're doing telehealth visits if they're in a monitoring phase, but if they need treatment, they should not defer that treatment or care.
We've learned a lot about heart valve disease in recent years, haven't we?
We have, and there's been a lot of advances in understanding and awareness and treatment.
It also affects African Americans in some cases more than the rest of the population. Is that correct?
It can be diagnosed earlier. So what we know for risk factors is that the number one risk factor for heart valve disease is age. So we know that 1 in 10 people approximately over the age of 75 suffer from moderate to severe heart valve disease. We also know that things like infection of the heart, radiation for some cancers can cause valve disease. But we also know that things like diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity and heart failure increase risk, and we know that those tend to happen at younger ages and in higher rates in Black Americans.
Where can people get more information about heart valve disease?
Well, they can go to valvediseaseday.org and learn more about valve disease as well as Heart Valve Disease Awareness Day. They can find out how to get involved and how to spread the word.
All right. Sounds good. Lindsay, thanks for the information. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.